Blog Talk Radio.
Like a cancer that's silently spreading,
an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers sin in their grave. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice again on this Thursday, May the 29th. Last week was quite a fun show. I hope you all enjoyed it. We had a good laugh with Neil. I'm sorry we haven't got any guests on this week, but we've got Drake. And hopefully, last week we had Operation American Spring. Hopefully we'll have Operation Drake Summer. Drake, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Well, I got the cold, so if I sound like I've drowned, my nose is trying to kill me.
Oh, no, not again.
Well, this time, yeah. I've been finding out some interesting things, and there's a couple of things going on everybody should probably knows about, one of those being the VA, among many others. You got a lot of crises, so-called. They couldn't make the best of the crisis that they had where they got these nasty little problems like Benghazi and the NSA and the IRS and all these other turkeys. And I've been thinking about that stuff. I've done some research, heard from a few people and whatnot. I've got a suggestion for everybody, and you all need to make a decision as to whether or not you want to be free. And it's sort of a call to arms, call to put the beer down, stand up, you know, off the couch, that sort of thing. Same thing I've been saying for a while now. We've had a lot of different things come and go. We've got things happening. You should start hearing about these in the news. You've already heard about one where a certain country decided that a certain turkey should not be allowed to pollute their air by flying through their airspace. And when the poor mother had to make a detour, he really got indignant. Oh, my, you know, might get something on me from the common people. Well, the problems we've had have been going on for quite a long time. They started back at the foundation of the country, and some changes that were made to the manner of the formation of our country by George Washington, Lincoln, et cetera, some of our, quote, heroes. in recent times we've had an allusion to the fact that the Constitution is dead, stinking, outdated, forget it, it's done. Well, I don't accept that personally. I'm not necessarily one to tell everybody to get your gun out and go shoot somebody. But it feels like, it feels like we should. As I get it from the people I've talked to, things are percolating. Don't know if anybody gets the understanding as to what percolating means. But I don't know, and I don't know how many people are really following what's posted in terms of the website. It's AmericanNationalMilitia.com, and all you got to do is stick your email address in there. Anything that's posted comes out with my little blurb, explanation, or insight, and gives you current validation on things. Now, last week's show was pretty extraordinary in a lot of ways. I jumped up and down on the VA thing because I'm a veteran, and I've been treated like some of those people that you're hearing about now. I know people personally that have taken 3 years just to get in the system. Now, I want everybody to think about service to you. Think about this for a couple of minutes. I want silence for a minute. I want you to think about personal service to you. What do you get for the money you spend, taxes, et cetera? I want you to think about that for a minute. Okay, y'all got your mindset, and you got your understanding going, got your thinking caps on. I have put out a whole variety of different things that shows people their rights, some of it very basic, some of it not necessarily to the liking of the present institutions, let's say. And you got to understand the institutionalization of things goes very deep. The first and foremost one that most people understand is the idea of taxation, the idea that no one really has ownership of their own personal paid-for property, that it is not private. Most people do not understand the manner in which things work. Now, I have not gotten into things in depth for a variety of reasons. Number one, it's kind of dry. Number two, it's hard to liven it up. And number three, I may not quote things correctly. So, what that leaves us with is a mess. If I go into the detailed explanations of things, people are going to go, man, I've heard that. I keep hearing this on Freedomizer Radio or on this channel or that, or people are jumping up and down, nothing ever happens, so what's the point? And, I got to admit, my frustration level is probably just as high or higher than anybody I can think of. The things that have been attempted didn't exactly work the way they were supposed to. I'm looking forward to them beginning to. Now, along with that, you got approximately 2 million lawsuits right now pending at one form or another against different things the government's done, different agencies that have done them, and the people involved. Whoop-a-dee-doo. We were at the point where the so-called governments, and I mean all of them, blatantly don't give a crap. One of the most obvious things that's happened in the past, and I'm talking about not the way back machine, I'm talking about recent past, is the attempt to bring European ideologies to fruition here in the States. Most of these have been resisted at one point or another, to some extent or another. Then you got regulatory agencies such as the United Nations. They feel that they have the right to play with the sovereignty of anybody, no matter who it is, anywhere, for any reason. Then you have the junior Hitler, totalitarian Nazi fascist regimes that are installed by the elite and rich and central banking systems, such as is happening in the Ukraine. That's a criminal, outright criminal organization. One of the rules of war is you don't fire on civilians. Everybody, us included, everybody has violated that. Why does that work? Well, you negate a certain amount of the population, and people have a tendency to stand up and go, mercy, sweet sakes. Maybe we ought to give our unconditional surrender to these turkeys so they don't hurt us like that again. Well, everybody's heard of the white flag, and yet there are little-known cases, major ones, where it didn't matter. Now, I've told people before that your petitions ain't going no place, and the lawsuits ain't going no place. I've tried to explain this, and everybody seems to think that it would be cool to go ahead and do it anyway. Well, there's a problem with that. all of it, in toto, the whole and complete thing, every last bit of that particular bologna sandwich, is a very good example of an awful waste of good imagination and drive. The willingness to put your time, effort, money into such efforts is basically spinning your wheels and using up your assets for nothing. I want everybody to think about that real close. I have stipulated certain things should be adhered to, listened to, paid attention to, and admonished people to get involved in the workings of a variety of different things. There's only a few of those that do what they're supposed to do, what they are intended to do, and yet they don't come off fully as they should. I'll give you Nicera. The Reformation was sealed. The rulings sealed. The records held in abeyance from the public. Why is that? Because they don't want you to know the truth. Why is that? Because each and every last bit of everything you have been taught over your entire lifetime has been a friggin' lie. Why? Because it's to the benefit of certain individuals to maintain control in order that they may garner riches, power, etc., directly from the people who do not resist. Now, I ain't got into this real in depth, but I guarantee you that we have a more serious problem than anybody realizes. We had a couple of petitions that made it to the White House. We had a couple of petitions that made it to our representatives, and the answer was, so what? Now, if you don't remember, go look it up. Corruption? Oh, yeah. Deep, wide, funky, stick to you. Your fingers never smell right again. Now, most nasty things wear off. I mean, you know, if you accidentally poke a hole in the toilet paper while you're busy wiping, you can usually wash your hands and get around that. this you can't. And I've been trying to express that you are going towards, we are, you are, going towards a situation that individuals alone, and Neil Keenan and I work on these things and others, to the extent that we're trying to use their own system to eat them up, where the law takes the heat, not us, where you have a great number of individual societies who say, no. Now, this is certain states, and a lot of people don't understand that. A state is a sovereign entity, to include each state in the Union. The Union being the confederation of the United States in terms of the unity of those states in agreement upon certain things. I posted a video by the Anti-Corruption Society, USA Incorporated, and it stipulates some things that people have been told and didn't understand. If you missed it, it's posted. If need be, we'll post it again. You need to make this thing go viral, and I'm going to tell you why. We have a serious problem, and it goes to your very survival. In other words, forget the games, forget the fun, forget the jokes. This is just as real as being able to breathe. And everybody thinks it's, oh, listen to him rant. Oh, that's cool. Uh-huh. Whoopity-doo. Okay, well, guess what? In the very near future, you're going to find out the hard way if we don't do it very soon. Now, this don't mean I'm calling for an armed revolution against the government. I like our government. It could be, and it isn't, but it could be a really neat jewel upon this planet. The America that I'm familiar with was the big brother, the good guy on the block who wouldn't put up with bullying, would not put up with the usury of people for cannon fodder and wars for, well, you can get right down to it, for fertilizer. You see, what you don't understand is that way back, before some of the civilizations people have heard of, like Atlantis and places of this nature, back before them, there was a thing initiated called the blood fields. This is where the requirement of blood is the absolute. You've heard of human sacrifice. Well, this is singular in its intent and purpose, its application. And what's interesting about it is it knows no bounds. There ain't no limitations. Each and every one of us is required to bleed upon the ground of the blood fields in order to acquire what we're after. Woo-hoo. Yeah, I know. I probably sound like the apocalypse or some such. Some people refer to this as the Book of Revelations in the Bible or something nice. Yeah, well, people think, but don't realize. Now, they've had movies, Deep Impact, Armageddon, Judgment Day, movies of that nature, where those great big rocks going to wipe us all out. Well, in one particular one, it was stipulated that this is a planet killer, meaning that the impact would be so great and so awesome that not even bacteria would survive. Now, I want you to get that in your mind. You want apocalypse? You want the zombie nation stuff to be real? This is it. Your worst nightmare is ready and willing and yet not quite able to be implemented. Several of us have been able to slow it down, stop it, derail it, screw their plans up, and some of this directly, some indirectly, sometimes through more open press than we have here. boy, And the stipulation about the press was, if the people, that's all of us, knew what had been being done to them, there would be mobs in the street and they'd hang everybody. Well, to be honest, that ain't such a bad idea. I don't like the idea that we got to do it that way, but we got a big problem, almost insurmountable. We, as a people, and I'm not talking about just us here in the States, but this would be as good enough a starting point as any I can think of, because I love this country. It's mine. Don't belong to the government and a bunch of other wackos that think they are in charge and they can institute their own laws from their country or society, wherever they came from. You can take that and stick it. And I don't care who don't like that. Egypt is not a real great example of a lot of things, but they outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, executed a whole bunch of people because they were bent, because they were absolute and willing to do anything to destroy that country. And certain people there with the power said, how about we fry your butt instead? I'm in agreement with that. Much as I don't like violence, much as I hate the idea that good people should have to violate their own basic moral code of decency to totally lose whatever innocence they've got left and give it all over pulling the trigger. Much as I don't like that idea, happened to me on the blood fields of Vietnam. It happened to many others, Iraq, Afghanistan, Korea, World War I and II, you name it. Each and every last one of these places is one of the blood fields. And you got to look at what it did. Who benefited? Sure as hell wasn't the dead people. It sure wasn't the peace of mind that got bent out of shape so bad it's unrecognizable for people such as myself and others who wake up in the middle of the battlefield again. Whew, you want to have a fun nightmare? And what's neat, this is on the level of full-color lucid dreaming. You sit up and you can not just feel but see, hear, and experience it all over again. Each and every last time it feels like it wants to pop its head up and say, hi, man, you thought you had it by the whatever, didn't you? I'm back. Uh-huh. You've heard that little girl? They're back. Uh-huh. You want to get into a nightmare, we're going to pop it open. I don't like being negative, but I don't see any other way other than to remove those who have usurped the sovereignty of our country and all the individuals that they're in. Yeah, that's right. You ain't got any. And it's a real serious problem. Now, I'm stipulated, and I'll say this again. The Anti-Corruption Society video, USA Incorporated, I posted that. We can put it back up again. I mentioned it on Facebook a couple of times. I think it needs to go out again. I think everybody needs to not just pay attention to it. You need to share it with everybody. Even somebody that hates everybody that has anything to do with, we can be free. Uh-huh. No, there ain't nothing certain but death and taxes. Well, there's a problem with that. I have expressed that statutes, no matter what they are, federal or state, municipal ordinances, things of that nature, are nothing more than regulations. Now, people don't understand what a corporate structure is. Well, a statute is a corporate bylaw. When you form a corporation, and this is something a lot of people don't know, you can conduct your corporate activities in any manner you see fit to include violation of any law known to man. I want you to get this through your heads. It's being done. Look at Monsanto. Look at some of these other chemical companies like Bayer and these other militarized corporations. What are they producing? Oh, wonderful things. We got Kool-Aid, Agent Orange. Man, drink some today. How is it that somebody can produce such things as chemical weapons? Because the bylaws stipulate that they are allowed to. That's first. Now we get into the fun of it. And this started way back in the, right around 1900 was the first time the experiment was done on a level that got into the press. Right around 1900, they tested their first chemical weapons. One of those was called mustard gas. Now, I don't know if anybody has had the experience, but pitch, that is a word that a lot of people don't understand. Most people don't have a clue as to what pitch is. It is coal tar acid. It's suspended in crude oil format, dark, nasty. Used to use it a lot on railroad ties, called creosote. And telephone poles, and if you messed around with it, it raised blisters on your skin. I want you to think about this real close. Since that time when they first experimented with that, and by the way, you think the VA is fun today? Should have seen it back then. These are active duty troops. And you know what they let them do? They let the stuff percolate on them until they died from it to see what the reactions were. This is our own troops. Now think about that real close. Wonderful. And who did it? Not the military. Corporations. The guys that developed that. Agent Orange has been around since the 1800s. It was an accidental discovery. Sort of like a mad scientist playing in the lab and oops, he spilled something and it goes poof and oh man, look at this. This stuff's pretty cool. The ideology behind this is that they are free to do anything they want. And I mean, any damn thing comes to mind, any nightmare that you can conceive. Why would they want to do it that way? Are corporations evil? A lot of questions come up from this. No, corporations ain't evil, not basically. Or they don't need to be, but many of them are. Just look at the United Nations Charter, Agenda 21. Deletion of somewhere along the lines of three-fifths, two-thirds, or thereabouts of the world's population. Believe me, most of us are included in that. Geoengineering. World Health Organization sponsored, controlled, and implemented geoengineering. We know them as chemtrails. Huh. Think about that mustard gas now. Ooh. Are they still experimenting? In several states, I'll name two, Indiana and Florida, back in the 30s, they dumped other agents. And they learned that if they took certain agents and put them in dry form, that they would accumulate and collect. And the poor bastard that comes in and starts tearing a building apart for whatever reason, or a hurricane comes along and sucks that building up, or a tornado, these things get redistributed. I got into some, raised blister to some. All I did was touch my hands to it, right? This is in Florida. It raised blisters from the end of my fingers up to my elbows. Went to a doctor, and he asked me why I had dipped my hands in certain chemicals at some kind of chemical factory. And I said, no, I ain't done none of that. Both arms now, both hands, blisters. This ain't just a hive that puffs up and goes back down. I'm talking about blisters, you know, them nasty little things that fill with water and you pop it and it's painful. Think about having them from the tip of your fingers all the way to your elbow, and all you did was touch it. Wonder what would happen if you got some on your sandwich and you ate it. Sounds like eating poison ivy or something to me. So you got these statutes that are a corporate bylaw allowing unlimited capability of illegality, nightmares, you name it. Then you got regulation. All regulations and regulatory agencies and all of those other turkeys out there tell you how you're going to eat your a sandwich with which hand, you're going to wipe with, the fact that you use too much water because you don't know how to take a dump, and so they're going to regulate your toilet, is only and nothing less than a form of control. And it can get pretty absolute, trying to get some kind of benefit. If you haven't paid into the system to a point where they think that you were at one point viable and that has been taken away from you, if you don't have the capability of that, you don't get nothing. Well, you might get a one-time payment, maybe, if you're a squeaky wheel. Now I'm going to throw the VA in this. The problem is this. They won't even let most of the veterans, into the system to begin with. So all this talk about, oh, we can take him to the hospital over here, he's a veteran. Not unless you're in the system, because the Veterans Administration is not going to pay squat if you're not in the system. Just that simple. Now, that's all well and good. Okay, let's say you got in the system. That does not mean that you're going to be seen by anybody. It does not mean that you're going to get any kind of treatment for anything. Yeah, that's right. You can get into the system and they can say no. Arbitrarily or whatever they feel like. It's a form of regulation. Then, to top that off, you have to be able to prove, boots on the ground in a battlefield situation, line of duty, that you suffered injury that caused the situation you're in. If it's something that was approved. Now, Agent Orange is interesting. You get it on your skin, you don't inhale it too much or drink too much of it, and you get things like warts. Yeah, they don't cover that. That's cosmetic surgery. They won't remove a wart. Don't matter if you got a whole crop of them. So regulation is a form of control. Now, that video by the Anti-Corruption Society gives you a basis of the fallacy that we think is government, or we have been led to believe that it is. And you have to understand EPA, OSHA, FDA, etc. All of these things don't exist. They are illegal components of something that is a falsehood. Why do I say that? Well, you got a bunch of people out there that says capital letters makes it into something that isn't real. Very true. A living entity does not have an all-capitalized name, period. I don't care what language. It doesn't matter. And if you go back into certain portions of legalities, you'll find these things to be fact. Trying to think here. The Latin language structure covers this. Did you notice that the church prays in Latin? Ooh, I wonder what they're hiding. Yeah, think about this real careful. The government uses Latin language structure as its basis to change that which is real into something that is not. There's a reason for that. A corporation is not real. It is only a legal structure, just as the video presents. That's about the best video I have seen. It's been around for a while. Remember that the straw man, you heard that term, I'm sure, is a fiction. Everybody says it's a fiction. That means that you don't have to comply with orders given to your straw man. That means that your number on your birth certificate that makes you into a stock certificate, or equity, or however you want to look at that, is fictional. That means that each and everything derives from anything outside of the natural law, laws of the universe, existence, certain portions of science, and disallowing any, and I mean this very carefully, any philosophizing of intent and purpose, down to the nitty-gritty, to the purity of it. Our Constitution is based on some of the falsity, but mostly not. The action of implementation of the laws governing the laws of the land, Constitution. I hope you get this together. You've got then a reality. Now, I don't care how many people don't like to read. One of the things mentioned in the video is the Great American Adventure. It's free. I downloaded me a copy, and I read it. It's at www.anticorruptionsociety.com. It's free. Listed on their website. It's by a judge who says, we've been led down the primrose path. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, if you have a bankruptcy problem, you can play games with that all during the bankruptcy. We first declared bankruptcy in 1867. I want you to get this straight. We first, in the United States of America, first declared bankruptcy then. This has been renewed several times. In the process of this, the ideology of control and the ideology of being able to maintain that control, certain legalities have been stripped out of our capability to grasp them and use them. In other words, they killed the Constitution on a legal basis through their bylaw system, through their fictition. Welcome to the Twilight Zone, man. You thought things was going to be nice. Well, the only really nice thing I've found in a long time is the fact that my wife and I agree on most everything we do together, and we're just as tight as and fit together just as well as a hand in a glove. Scientific precision and a mathematical exactness you can't find anywhere, called soulmate. You don't come across that very often. We've been together before. Anyway, Great American Adventure, it's on there. Like I said, I put it on the Facebook page. I want everybody to get this. You need to study this. You need to send this to somebody who thinks they know what they're doing. Send that video to somebody who would like to believe that things is different than what they really are. This is reality, the hard way. It's a wake-up call. Now, that particular video is awesome. The Great American Adventure is just as awesome. Then you get into the latest craze. boy. And that latest craze stipulates that you're going to have certain things that are going to come about if you take certain actions. Think about that for a second. Okay? If you take a certain action, supposedly get a certain result. Supposedly you're... purification of action equates to purification of the result. Supposedly, a petition means that you are legally petitioning. Well, I want you to think about this now very carefully. Most of the petitions I've seen don't have any legal impact. Now, I want you to think about that real close. Think about the petitions out there, the ones you've seen, the ones that didn't amount to anything. I want you to think about that for a minute. I have known several people who have had their stuff together perfectly, correctly, absolutely. a mathematical exactness and a scientific precision. You think about that statement. I heard that in a Bible class, and it really meant something to me. Not so much in terms of what was being taught at the time, but what it implied. Strive for the perfection. What's the perfection? This is to reorient man to the Creator. And you can put any kind of God you want in there. That's fine with me. I don't really care. I say that it is better to have some moral guidance than none at all. So, yeah, Islam, and if you get into it, you'll find out that 99% of it is similar to what true Christianity is supposed to be, without the additions that certain people put in there for political correctness in terms of maintaining their power control. Think about that very carefully. The Christians had crusades against these, against Islam back in the day. We were the second to attack them. They first attacked us around 100,000 years ago. Yeah, I know. People go stupid when I say stuff like that. Well, learn it. Catch up. Do some really intense investigative work on your computer. It's out there. All of what I'm talking about is. But irrespective, we'll stick to the subject matter at hand. There's no way on God's green earth that the Creator intended for us to go through this horse hockey that everybody's going through. What's happening? Well, the Illuminati ordered the bankers to pull the funds. Oh, my God, 1929. Oh, I got to jump out the window. It's the only answer. Think about it. Oh, my goodness. It happened in 2007, 2008. Oh, my. You're going to find that there are a lot of people out there who don't get it. And the it is what they're missing. And, yes, it happens. Just because this is a serious subject does not mean that there can't be a levity to it. But it happens means you're liable to get some on you in this process. Now, two things. Citizens Grand Jury, National Liberty Alliance, is one of the best things I've seen in a long time come down the pike. I like it because it uses constitutional basis for what it does. It goes beyond that, back to the ecclesiastic codes, which goes back to codes that came up before them. Ooh. We had Ephesians, the people known as the Ephesians. We had cuneiform writing, far back as we can find. All of these codes, statutes, ideologies that are used in the basis for freedom today had been written back then. So we got a good history. And we also have a major problem. The problem is this. I have yet to date to find any manner of action taken by we the people, that culminates in a true, absolute result. Now, by that I mean the actions taken do not result in time served, do not result in true, individual, direct, absolute accountability. You did X, and that's crooked, and you screwed a bunch of people in the process. You going to jail, boy. You in a heap of trouble now, boy. Uh-huh. Well, and I'm going to throw the VA back in here. Last time I heard, it was illegal to kill people. No matter how you go about it, it ain't legal, specifically if it's arbitrary. Then you're getting into a certain fascist mindset, especially if it's an organization or government that is amoral, meaning lacking all morality, and not caring what kind of suffering is implemented against whomever. That's like starving your kids to death and wonderful little things like that. Oh, yeah, we're going to feed you just to keep you alive until such time as you watch your kid take its last breath. Then we'll turn your food off. No parent should ever outlive their kids. That ain't the way God or Creator designed things. Nobody should have to, no parent should have to endure their a child's death. Nobody on this planet, according to this is all principle, nobody on this planet should be suffering as too many people are. I mean, who cares about a bunch of black people living in the woods over in Africa? Well, I want you to think about that statement. We don't care. We used to buy and sell them on a regular basis. Think about this. The Negroid race, and you can go all the way from one end of the spectrum to the other in that statement, used to be the rulers of this planet. Ooh, there goes white supremacy right out the window. We came in, Aryan came in, and started screwing it up. When you have superior technology, you usually win. Look at the Indians here in the United States. Tried to use bows and arrows against Gatling guns and cannon. Not possible. The Europeans came up with the guns first, and they ruled, even old musket. Ruled. By force, most of these things have been done in one form or another. So, right now in the Ukraine, they're using their government armies, forces against their people, their very own people, indiscriminately killing anybody they see on the street from a gunship. Neil's Post showed some of this. Some of the stuff you've seen on some news channels, but not near what we had in that post. This is a very good example of what they are willing to do in order to maintain their central banking system. It's a two-way street. They're saying that nobody has the right to freedom, that the only freedom comes from the barrel of a gun. That's a communist statement. Well, I offer that is a two-way street. If you got a gun, make sure it's oiled. Make sure you got ammunition. Why do I say this? Well, you may need it. You may need to use it for self-defense. Now, you may not think it's much, but if somebody of the nature of an organized group, whether it be military or whatever, decides they're going to come in your house and they ain't welcome and they're not going to do nice things when they get in there, and you got a gun, you going to protect your family? 99.9% will. There's 0.1% that will roll over and say, oh, please don't hurt me. Most people do not have the bravado and the courage to stand up to personal injury, except in certain areas of the country. Most people are not willing to shed blood over a principle. Most people will not resist. And they know this. If you're going up against a well-armed, well-disciplined, trained, and even in some cases experienced military effort, it's mind-boggling. Until you understand that people have tried for thousands of years to take over a little place that all it is a pass. That's all it is. But it's also a gateway called a Khyber Pass. These people have been fighting with bows and arrows and swords and whipping everybody. Well, they upgraded their swords to AK-47s. They got some RPGs, some hand grenades, and whipped our butts thoroughly more than once in the Khyber Pass. We give them the finger, and they blew it off, quite literally. There's a battle once in a place called Thermopylae where 300 stood off more than 2 million and did so successfully to an extent that they were so ferocious of warriors that the entire Persian army said, oh, man, not me. If you ain't seen the movie The Last Samurai, see it. It's worth the time and effort. Now, what I'm trying to say is, when you only have a very few people who are willing to stand up, you're not going to get too much of anywhere. This is evidenced in the Ukraine right now. There's not enough of the regular people saying enough. There's not enough of the regular people that normally wouldn't pull a trigger picking up a gun and shooting something. That's why the people who are looking to be separatists are not winning at this point. Now, there's another little caveat in this, and I'm going to say, okay, Mr. Putin, where are you at? You said that you were standing up for the rights of the people in Crimea. Why not the others? Do you really feel and believe that you can't handle it or that the troops can't handle it? Do you really feel that? I don't. I know what some of those troops are. Imagine battalions of special forces. Think about it. Oh, I know. There's a lot of people in the States going, yeah, right. And there's a lot of people in the security community going, really? And I'm going to say, yeah. You think Russia's been sitting around twiddling its thumbs, hoping that an opportunity would come along? You really think that? Do you honestly believe that somebody the nature of Putin would not be willing to play a game of chess in a manner in which he almost always wins? Uh-huh. Well, Putin added some of it. He said that the reason he took Crimea was simply because he wanted to be sure that NATO did not have a presence in the Black Sea. Well, we had an agreement, NATO and us. NATO wasn't supposed to expand, but they've been doing it anyway. Well, that sort of negates the treaty because you violate it. That's you know, when you violate an understanding, it's like somebody not being able to maintain themselves sexually to their partner. You violate the treaty, you violate the covenant, you violate the agreement between you and your significant other. It's not difficult to understand once you get starting your head around it. So, the only problem that we really have is enforcement. There are not a lot of militia people. There should be 10 times as the number we got right now, at least 10 times or more. Why? Two things. One, a well-regulated militia is a militia that is supposed to uphold the laws of any given state in which they reside. That's first. Number two, you have, and I'm going to switch phones. You have the last bastion of true freedom within what is known as the unregulated militia or people's militia. This is where you form a militia and you don't declare it to the state. There are laws in a lot of states that prohibit that. You're not allowed to have military maneuvers of any kind, especially armed. And we need to get our heads around the idea that we're going to make sacrifices to the blood field, only this time we get to roll up the carpet. We get to take the grass and honestly roll it up so that the blood field can be no more. This is the ideology. And you're talking jobs and all manner of things necessary to our well-being. This is what you're looking at. You're looking at being able to be free to pursue your interests. And generally speaking, almost everybody does something that is productive. And yes, the arts are productive. Anybody don't think they are, doesn't have a clue. You don't listen to music at all, you're missing it. And it don't matter if it's rock and roll or Beethoven, it really don't matter. It can be Hindi. Some of that music I like. It's really, really awesome. But that's the crux of it. We have a serious problem of enforcement. Now, I'm hoping that the problems that we have come across with the Veterans Administration begins the process. I'm going to be pushing real hard to see that it does. I would like to see everybody out there that can hear this, who gets a copy of this, or who agrees with what I'm trying to stipulate, understands that this is the only manner in which we can actually start getting it done. And yeah, you got to get it. You get it started. It helps. It helps. I see we're a little bit. We're either right at or just past top of the hour, Tom. We got music.
Yes, we have, Drake. We'll be back in about 10 minutes, and hopefully you'll feel a bit better in 10 minutes. You don't sound too clever. But that was an interesting first hour, so on we go. Right, we'll be back shortly.
Bye. all that glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have to mean. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts thank you.
Hi, and welcome back to the second hour. Hopefully Drake's feeling a little bit better. And are we ready for questions, Drake, or do you want to have a bit more to say?
Well, there's some on Cosmic Voice. I'd tell people to check it out. June 2nd court date canceled,
yes,
et cetera. This is one of the reasons that I'm stipulating what I'm saying, all right? It's time for the people to start taking the bull by the horns and get real. And the reality is going to be something similar to what we've got going on in the Ukraine, in a way. Not necessarily to that extent, not necessarily an armed, true rebellion of that nature, but a similarity. And I'm going to be talking to some people about this exact thing shortly. So we'll find out what, you know, we can be doing that will put things in a position where they get a little cutie, you know. The Godfather used to say, we'll make them a deal they can't refuse. That's what I'm going to offer. Okay? Questions?
Right, where are we? I was going to, you took the first one, mentioned the grand jury. Was that expected, Drake, do you think?
Yeah, it was expected by me.
Yeah.
We got a crook in charge of the justice system.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't tell everybody that the justice system is broke, or if anybody's tried to acquire justice, I don't care if it's legal, lawful, or whatever the it's going on, I'm talking about you don't get true justice from the justice system because it's a wholly owned subsidiary of the oligarchs, the people that own all the other things. If everybody missed it, I mean, I can post it again. Kaiser Report from RT, he covers it. They're looking at modifying, and they're doing it. They're looking at doing it here, modifying regulations and rules and whatnot, so that the banking industry and the those who have a true financial interest have more control over what happens. Then you got these wonderful people out there deciding to try to take away the First Amendment totally. Harry Reid, I believe, is putting forth a bill that is supposed to negate the First Amendment, that you can't say certain political things. He's a long-legged Mac Daddy, and you go to jail. If you got you get the gist of that, then you get the idea that we're at the crux. We're at the breaking point. We have got to stand up. Now, here's how this works. We just had American Spring, and it did not pan out the way it should have. However, I understand the limitations of a lot of people that agree with these things in terms of being able to financially go to Washington, D.C. or someplace of that nature. I'll offer an alternative. How about, and this is something everybody needs to think about and really entertain this idea, get this in your head and think it through. How about if each and every last state stood up and said, no, I'm talking about we the people, to the, quote, local and or federal authorities, say, no. What happens at that point? I'm going to tell you what happens. That kicks in some of the other things that I've talked about, such as our military coming along with the program, things of this nature. Now, you go taking some people, and I've been trying to stipulate this, and you can do this through the Citizens Grand Jury, where the Citizens Grand Jury implements their own Citizens Court, which is, this is part of the whole thing, then you have a justice who will administer justice, personal accountability, and all of the good things we've been looking for, to include the capability of actual literal arrest. Now, I want you to think about this. You want personal accountability? What would happen if Pelosi or Hillary Clinton or somebody wonderful like that got arrested? Now, think about it. Yeah, it's not going to be easy. Never said it would be. You may have some armed people around, guards or bodyguards or other, quote, armed insurrectionists who believe they're doing the right thing. Well, it's my duty to protect it. All right. Well, you ain't. What I'm saying is that it would take an armed group to do this. Why? Well, it doesn't matter if somebody's got a gun. You stick your gun in their nose and tell them that if they twitch, you're going to mess up their mind. You're going to make their day. And they get the idea real quick that you ain't fooling. if you're squirrely like I am and as crazy as a loon. You're going to have to make these people understand the hard way. I see no other recourse. Next.
Right. Next question is to do with Operation American Spring, and to the person who wrote this question, hopefully your husband gets better soon. Right. Now, Operation American Spring and Rally are still at it, and the Cabal is doing major backflips to keep it centered. Do you think it'd be good now to join with them or ignore it while begging for more help?
I don't know about the begging part. I'm not the kind of person that rolls over for people easily. My suggestion is that, it should be something where everybody and their mother-in-law goes. I didn't make a personal appearance. I've been busy taking care of necessities around where I'm at. As soon as those are done, which I'm looking at next week, then I'm going to get really heavy in terms of some of the things that people have thought about getting done. American Spring is all well and good, but only one problem. You're concentrating yourself into one area. That's never the best way to do things. First of all, your enemy knows where you're at, and secondly, you can make yourself very vulnerable because of that. Now, if, and this is the if part, several hundred thousand, million, whatever, decided to go suddenly, then we might be able to pull that off. Now, I want you to think about that. Might be able to pull that off. The police forces in D.C. ain't that big. They ain't that great. You cut their communications, they got a serious problem. You get my gist, and I ain't going to say no more. I'll get in trouble. Next.
Drake, who are Seed and Company? C-E-D-E. Yes, C-E-D-E. I think they've been in the news this week, but I can't remember what it was pertaining to.
I'm not familiar with it, so I can't answer that.
We may come back to that.
Okay.
Drake, is it possible to arrange a no-fly zone for the Illuminati members? If it's possible, then why can't they do the same with the chemtrail spreading planes? It would stop a lot of suffering for all the countries.
Well, first you got to take control of the problems, okay? And what you have to understand is that the problem with the chemtrails is that each and every last company has signed on to the geoengineering promulgated by the World Health Organization in order to control weather and make things better, as they say. Basically, what it does is two things. It screws the weather up according to what their idea might be, whatever political twist they want to put on the wind. You get tornadoes or whatever. Then to go along with it, they also put out things that basically are slowly killing us. So they're hitting two objectives there. Now, third is that because each country that experiences this signed on and agreed to it, it's legal. Remember I told you about that stuff that, corporate bylaws and all that? There you go. Next.
Is Nasara any closer to becoming law? Is the gag order about to be lifted?
Well, that's going to be done. That's going to have to be done by force. I don't see any other way. Other people have tried, and they run into a stone wall. It's sort of like the pablum puking oligarchs that come up as some sort of administrative level person in the VA and say, "Well, I've been looking at it," and finally somebody said, Lady, shut up. People have died. We've asked you for this information twice now. Where is it? I want it now." Well, until such time as the individuals who do these things perpetrate these actions and take lives and whatnot arbitrarily are held personally accountable, and I ain't talking about playing with the law. I'm not talking about petitions. I'm talking about stick a gun in their nose and tell them, "Come with me," or, we'll splatter your brains on the wall and go to the next one. Now, I guarantee you, none of them, I don't care how witchy-bitchy, funky, nasty they might be, you stick a gun in somebody's nose and they know you're real, they're not going to fool with you. You go to the hood and you'll find out. You got to be a quick draw. If you ain't a quick draw, you ain't going to survive. But the basis of it is simple. Until they understand that either they agree or their brains come out of their head, they're not going to comply. I want everybody to understand that. I mean, you're going to run up against any kind of stone wall or problem or roadblock that you can think of that is known to man on all of it. This is what I meant when I said that people have, and these are people I know. These are great people. These people are accurate, just as accurate as the citizen's grand jury is. They have presented their cases in the Supreme Court. They actually listened to the case and said they wouldn't rule on it. Now, it don't get much more blatantly obvious than that to me. Next.
Just done some research on that. Seed and Company is a depository trust company located, it appears to be, at 55 Water Street. I think that was the company where they had the flood, in inverted commas, and wiped all the papers out. So, that's Seed and Company. There was a news item about them this week.
Oh, really? Well, that sounds like you can't trust them to have a trust, because if you trust them to have a trust and their paperwork floats away, it's like what the VA did.
Yeah.
They didn't like proving disability, so they conveniently had a fire in the records department. This happened another time. We were about to out some people. A good number of Congress and the Senate was involved, and they had a records fire. So, you know, what are you going to do, man? Well, this is why I stipulate that when we get a hold of something that is really cool, something that is really dynamic in its impact, we need to get our own copy of it. In other words, download the video to your computer so you can share it. In effect, they can't fool with you anymore after that. Next.
To one of the members, Cosmic Voice was asking, do you have any experience with precious metals retirement accounts? My advice would be to convert all those paper contracts into physical and fairly quickly. Would you agree with that?
I would suggest that. And the reason I would suggest it is because you got a serious problem, and it's not getting better. Now, most people understand supply and demand. Well, the supply is dwindling. The demand is going up. India just came back into the market. China and Russia have been buying in tons. How much more gold and silver there is questionable. I will suggest that most of it is privately held. And I warn you people about this. Do not declare it, period, under any circumstances, for any reason, to anybody other than your immediate family. Reason being is that they had a confiscation once of all the gold and silver that they could find, anybody that had holdings. And the IRS wants to treat it as a commodity. So you're looking at paying taxes on it for the privilege to step outside the system? No. Okay?
And for the people who some of them have the physical stored in the vaults in the banks, please remove it straight away, because that's where they took most of it last time. Don't store banks.
Well, not only that, but if they close the bank, how you gonna get to anything?
Exactly.
This is why you need to. If you can't afford a safe at home, you can find places to stick the stuff nobody ever think of, and there are several of those. So you know, consider that. Okay, I agree.
Right. Tom. Yeah. Who funds the Veterans Administration, Drake?
Department of Defense. They allocate funds, but it goes through Department of Defense. Now, my stipulation would be to put somebody in there who gives, who cares. General Hamm comes to mind. He cares enough that he wanted to go to Benghazi, and he relieved him of his command. Well, if he's willing to stand up against him, I would suggest he might be a good man. Now, here's the problem. That is a huge oligarchical mess, meaning that there's no way in hell that you're going to solve the thing real quickly without absolute authority. I will, at this point, put my hat in a ring. Shinseski, Mr. Secretary of the VA, you want to fix it right now? I can do this. Take me about a week or two, and we can take care of the whole problem. Now, I'm not talking about just some of it, but the whole thing. Take about 2 weeks to implement the programs that will all of a sudden take care of backlogs, take care of the health care problems, and the health care is only part of. There's a million vets out there ain't getting squat, even though they deserve it. And the reason being is the regulations involved. See, first you got to fight them to get into the system. You have to prove that it's service-related. That's first. Number two, you got to then prove that it falls under what they decide is something that's compensatable or treatable. And they're very arbitrary about that. So this is not going to be easy for a whole bunch of them to swallow it, but you give them a choice. You either want to work here or you can hit the road. We don't care. Pick. You know, like the contract stipulated, you hold a gun to the guy's head and either your signature goes on the contract or your brains. Which is it? A deal they can't refuse. It's pretty simple. Next.
In 1913, the Federal Reserve Act had remedy written into it, still in full force and effect today, that the people can demand lawful money, redeeming Federal Reserve notes for lawful money, United States notes. Would this be a good direction for folk to pursue? If no, why not?
Well, no. I'm going to say notes are bullshit. Yeah. That's just like a stock certificate. It don't mean nothing. Somebody put an arbitrary value on it, and people are buying it. Why the stock market goes up when there's no business going on because of the unemployment, I don't know. Other than the oligarchs have enough money to be able to cause it to do so. Notes are a no-no. We need a combinational basket backed currency. This would include gold, silver, productivity, et cetera. In other words, it's not a credit. It goes against something that's real and tangible. An American dollar, no notes. Forget the Federal Reserve note. You might note what that says. That is a credit against a debt that you supposedly have been stuck with. Problem is, it ain't our debt. We didn't create it. So we have the auspice to step out of it, supposedly. Now, where are we going to get all these people? We can't get them to stand up and rise up. Can't get them to go to local elections or national elections. How are we going to get them to stand up for something of that nature? Ooh, you're going to change the dollar. I don't know if I like that. Well, it ain't our dollar, guys, whomever's out there listening and whomever wants to specifically understand what's going on. It is an international currency. It is basically a reserve currency. It has nothing to do with the United States, first of all. Federal Reserve doesn't either. Neither does the IRS and all these other. Anyway, there you go. Okay?
Yes. Drake, I pulled up a list the other day. Some people are saying, oh, it'd be great if the dollar crashed. I don't tend to agree with that. And we're, in essence, if I'm not mistaken, Putin is holding that back, or he appears to be anyway. You know, if this happens, we're going to experience, it's going to get very ugly here, and we're going to experience hyperinflation. We've got a shortage of liquid cash, or insufficient. Food and many other shortages will quickly become prevalent. Imported goods will rocket, And the other problem we have is we've got no manufacturing industry, so we can't produce our own. So if these nations suddenly decide we're not trading with you, all those items are going to be unable to buy or too expensive. Is that correct, Rick?
Yeah, that's fairly correct. This is why I stipulated a couple of weeks at least of supply, okay? Some people say 6 months. It varies according to what you think of it. Now, things are in place to limit the damage. Now, this does not necessarily mean they're going to be giving you money. What this means is that you're going to suddenly have an American dollar appear. I want everybody to understand that. Think about it. It's already in place. It's already been thought of. It's already been discussed by me and others involved in this. And what will happen is, yes, in Federal Reserve notes, take $1,000 for a loaf of bread, you know, that sort of thing. Paper the wall with those FRNs. Federal Reserve notes ain't worth squat right now anyway. And I've stipulated this and explained it before. It's accepted now, irrespective. When the charter ran out for the central banking system, then at that point, the dollar went to zero. In other words, it's another fictitious game that they're playing. So what's going to happen is that they're going to integrate that slowly. Now, you've noticed that food's going up. They like playing games with oil prices. Well, look at natural gas. It'll be $2.50, not $4.60. They arbitrarily set these things. Yes, fracking in terms of production of gas is an expensive process. Instead of having a pressurized pool that you can draw from that's usually associated directly with oil fields, you now have to cause the gas to come out. And that's what fracking is about. It also does extraordinary damage to the environment. It's like mountaintop removal, strip mining, or any of those other wonderful things that we've come up with as answers to problems that we couldn't solve. So you have to understand, you think it's fun now, where it takes your paycheck to go to the grocery. Think about doubling that or tripling it. Think about living on half what you got now or less. And this is part of the idea that is ingrained to create the nightmare of acceptance of the fictitious. That's just how simple it is. Next.
What would happen, Drake, if the Treasury note came out and the Cabal are still in charge? Would it devalue?
Well, I'd say not much. They'd moan, groan, and say, horse hockey. Then you'd have a bunch of regulatory nitwits start playing with it, trying to defame it. In terms of its idea, try to negate it in terms of its value, try to arbitrarily set a price on it, or they want to tax you because you got them. There's a whole bunch of things that goes into this. I will suggest that we go with a gold and silver certificate that you can go to the bank and redeem. This solves all the problem. Then you have to have it's like not being able to sell a mortgage, where somebody makes a loan, it comes from the proceeds within the bank itself, the individual financial institution you're dealing with. It is not sold, monetized, or whatever. There's a big difference in that. Okay.
Yes. Reports are coming in that military armored UN trucks have arrived in Cleburne, Texas. A follow-up on the violent Mexican drug dealers the Cabal has funded and armed, who are now leaning on the local police there, threatening their lives if they don't accept the dealers' bribes. Pick silver over lead, posted with effigies on billboards recently. Your thoughts, please, Drake.
Well, boy. Hold on a second.
Okay. Maybe it's time the militia stop for things like that, in my opinion.
It's going to take more than the militias. It's going to take the individuals that have not committed to anything in their whole life before. It takes a great amount of courage, and I'm going to tell you this, and it don't matter how fearful you are, courage is taking the correct action no matter how frightened you are.
Yeah.
That's basically its definition. And no matter how frightening it might be to think that you might be going up against insurmountable odds. Remember, I mentioned Thermopylae, 300 people, stood off several million. Well, you have to think in terms of the willingness to truly sacrifice yourself, if need be, to acquire the goal that you're after. Most of your guards, most of your bodyguards, most of the security details will tell you that if a person is willing to sacrifice themselves, they can assassinate anybody. Now, I'm going to say this very clearly. There's a whole hell of a lot less of them than there are people. It don't matter if you got a one-shot rifle. It don't matter if it's bolt action. It don't matter if you got a six-gun. It don't matter. Basically, when a police force is looking to keep things reasonable and the people back them, these other guys disappear. They go hiding. Why? Well, there's some veterans out there that I know of who have rocket launchers and things that will take out armored vehicles, period. Hand grenades, you name it. And this could be distributed among a population very rapidly. And what happens if the whole population has got a hand grenade and a couple of clips of ammunition and they're hell-bent on taking you out because you're a problem? You run, that's what. Unless you have totally superior firepower, which they don't. You wait until they run through their magazine. It takes a few seconds to put a magazine back in. It takes that few seconds for you to rise up and get a good bead on where that person was, and when they raise their head, you put a bullet in it. Now, it ain't nice. It goes against the morals. It ruins your innocence. But in a great many cases, and you can cite whatever you want, it's necessary. And this is the question everybody has to ask themselves. Do I possess such courage to overcome my fear and take the action necessary? If so, get in touch with the militia so that this can be done correctly, so that there is command, so that there is structure, so that this is done correctly. If this were to be done correctly, we can have our country back in a day or two. Next.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, Drake, and it is a big leap for lots of people. But the longer we leave it, that reality is going to hit you full in the face anyway. You know, the plans that these people have with the Agenda 21, the chips, there's Israel implementing digital money. You know, every one of you listening to this show tonight was classed as a terrorist. So we get digital money in the U.S., they're going to cut you off because you're a dissenter. This is the reality that Drake's been telling you. You know, and everyone's trying the best to turn this around. And there's lots of things going on that's positive in our favor. But we're holding the world up. Us in the U.S. and partly in the U.K. and European countries, we're holding the world up because of our inactivity. It's got to stop. We have to do something. We can't just rely on Drake or Neil or whoever else. All has to be involved. And you know, there's some things that people can't do, but there's other things you can do. You know, like messaging a journalist I put on the Facebook today. Bombard these journalists. Shame. You know, make them step out. Because that's the key, getting to the media and turning it around. Because what once the media turns, everything turns. Wait, that's my rant over. In autumn of 2011, Benjamin Fulford mentioned that the atomic bombs from the Russian Kursk submarine had been stolen by the Odessa group, which intended to use them in order to promote its agenda of Nazi global domination. Since Odessa is in Ukraine and the Nazis seem to be in power, what is the connection between the current situation in Ukraine and the Odessa group?
Oh, boy. That's a loaded question.
Very much so. I don't think the Odessa group is connected with Ukraine, just because there's a place called Odessa. The Odessa group is the Nazis from Team Fortress.
Yeah, well, there's a problem. There's a problem with that line of reasoning. In the areas that they're talking about in terms of the Ukraine, the mountains and whatnot, there are thousands of Nazi tunnels with all kinds of things in them, to include troops, to include advanced technologies, you name it. Now, they're being careful to try to keep this away from everybody, but some of us know what's going on. And I'm going to try to initiate some things a bit early and see what happens. I'm not going to say what those things are, or whom I'm communicating with or any of that. But if I can pull this off and we can do it correctly, then we will do it.
What is the status on just about every country joining the no-fly zone? And when will the MSM start reporting the truth so that all of those who are still asleep will awaken?
Oh, my, that's a tall question. What the no-fly zone is going to say is it's basically individual sovereign states giving the finger to the cabal. That's number one. Number two, it's going to cause all kind of interference with their normal everyday agendas, plans, and things of that nature. Now, as I understand it, things have already gone out, so we should be able to hear back very soon. As to compliance. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to start hearing world reports of limitations on airspace. And when that happens, then the mainstream media is going to be reporting what we've done. So that'll give you a clue as to what's going on and how it's going to come out. We're not going to do anything publicly at this point other than that at this exact time. Now, if everything is set the way I'm pretty sure it is, then it's going to be time for us to pull the plug. And if we can pull the plug correctly, it'll be a nonviolent, reasonably orderly transition from crooks to sovereignty, basically. Okay?
Right. What is your opinion, knowledge of the Chimera group that Cobra mentions as promoting wars through the world military industrial complex?
What's my opinion or knowledge of?
Opinion stroke knowledge.
Well, I get a lot of knowledge of things of that nature. The people that you're talking about are intermediaries. They're not the initiators. And they're used primarily as a directive where the middle management turns around and stipulates to their underlings, thou shalt, and here it is. Basically, the oligarchs are the ones that control that. These are the people that are the true enemies primarily. Now, I'm not saying each and every last one of them is dirty, nasty, but the majority are. Many of the people who are not super rich are much more on our side than anybody else that I know of. Yet they are limited. If they come out early, then their bank accounts get attached, their business deals go funny, etc. So you can have what would be considered a serious problem in just even basic survival, let alone being able to do anything beyond what you normally would do. This is where this is the leverage that that is needing to be taken away. When that leverage goes, then when the people stand up and say, uh-uh, we have some force to what we say, okay?
Yes. In your very humble opinion, how long do we have left before the Western economy comes grinding to a halt?
My considered opinion, I'd say by fall of this year at the latest. That's my considered opinion. The way it's going right now, everything is being used up, and the problem you have is that it's a consumer orientation in terms of finance. In other words, you got to have that new blood coming in or get a transfusion somewhere. The transfusions ain't worked. They've been going begging all over the place and can't get their skinners on any of the coinage, so consequently, if they can't put their hand in your pocket and come up with anything, what do? They're going to try to do one of two things, run and hide or eliminate everybody. And we pretty much got the eliminate everybody part under control. So that leaves the capability of, we got to have a war against the people. Hello, Ukraine. It's not working out too well for you. I understand they shot a general down and his staff, and that was a rocket. And I've been stipulating surface-to-air missiles in that crisis for the separatists. Now, there is something that can be done that may placate the problem, but only partially, and that would be a coalition. Crimea opted out, period, and I don't blame them. Eastern Ukraine is looking to do the same thing for the same reasons. They cannot feel like they get a fair shake now that they... military is going around shooting civilians, arbitrarily anybody. That does not give the government in Kiev a good reputation, no matter what the dink that is in charge calls the people. He said they're all terrorists. That sounds familiar. Homeland Security, we're all terrorists. Well, and here we go. What do? Well, if you stand up and you're organized and you do it correctly, you go about things in a very succinct, very accurate manner, you come out without any blood on your hand on you. It can be on your hands, splattered on you, whatever, but you don't cause that particular type of destruction, and it makes a difference. The people then feel they can trust that. You're not going to turn the guns on them. Consequently, they'll fall in line with you. Everybody that I know of would like to have a job of some sort. Most everybody. There's a few out there that want to be welfare mamas, but not that many from what I see. If, and this is a big if, we can accomplish this, or as we do accomplish this, you're going to have a whole load of younger generation who say, wow, maybe there's a future after all. And they're going to try to get to that future. We would be a stepping stone in that direction. And this is what everybody's looking at. Next.
A popular financial guru by the name of James Rickards has written a book called The Death of Money. He believes the IMF will have a global currency by printing SDRs. He says the death of the American dollar is escalating. Do you believe there is any credibility to the SDR as the IMF is cabal? Or is it more nonsense?
No, the special drawing rights ideology has been being kicked around for a long time. They've been trying to get the details worked out, and the problem with the details is that not everybody would be equal. Oh, my goodness, you mean that they're better than we are? There you go with the problem. So what is a draw? What is a drawing right? That's another credit. So it's the same basic sort of deal. They just make a difference in terms of possibly, not definitely, but possibly doing away with currencies in general. I don't see that right away. It's going to take a while to get to the point where we don't have that problem. Next.
Are we at a stalemate in this war against the Illuminati?
No. We have stalemated their activities. They've tried to start World War III several times and failed miserably. And hopefully we can keep that up if they try to do something else. This is probably one of the concerns Putin has in terms of sending in troops.
Yeah.
Were it me, I would have done sent troops in to combat the Kiev oligarchy. Well, you can, when the central bank says thou shalt, and you put central bankers into the positions that they're in Kiev, it's objectionable. And most of the people objected. And I'm talking about a majority in the country. So how do you handle that? Well, one of two ways. You can either secede, and that's where they want to go to Russia or become a sovereign state of their own, or you have help and you take care, take that government out. Now, just because you remove individuals does not necessarily mean that you're going to come up with what you are looking for. What it means is that you can work within the structure. They have a constitution there. They have laws. They have certain beliefs and systems that can work correctly, just as we do here. But first, you got to get the crooks out of the way. This is what I'm trying to say. The reason that you're not going to have a date for the objection that Liberty Alliance has brought is very simple. They don't want you to have one. And they will do whatever it takes, ignoring laws, ignoring rules, doesn't matter, in order to not have one. And they've done this multiple times in all, and I mean all over the planet. European Union, they get stipulated to by the bankers. The European Union itself is socialist in nature because it takes the rights of sovereignty and financial away from the countries that join. So you get an idea as to what it is. They think the Soviet Union is bad. Look at what they're doing. They're starving people to death, killing people, killing their own people. I mean, you know, we as individuals who do understand, who are aware, are going to have to start taking our responsibilities to the people. We're going to have to start being able to express things to an extent where people understand that what's going on in the Ukraine right now is apt to start here at any point. You've seen the NDAA. They can abscond with you. They got the right to open fire on us and all this other happy stuff. Well, there's some that actually agree with that. That's where the problem lies. Now, most of those have been basically brought under control, even with the purging that Obama's been doing. It still hasn't affected the base structure, and he don't get that, and he can't find the base structure to negate it. So we're in a position where we can win this, but we need a catalyst to actually take that first step into history. United Nations is borrows its people, its troops, and whatnot from varying countries. What happens when those countries say no? What happens when they refuse the United Nations in terms of peacekeepers? You're not welcome. What happens when you're met at the border by several hundred thousand people and there's only a few of you? I mean, this is the same thing as the deal they can't refuse, only this is more like Dirty Harry, go ahead, make my day. Next.
To the person who asked me the question about the no-fly zone, yes, that would be fantastic if every nation was about to sign. I think Drake may be able to say more or maybe not at this point on how many nations are involved. But it would be fantastic if every nation was about to sign, and I don't think that's the case. But we'll see. I think that's coming up fairly soon from Neil. So when Neil's ready, he will divulge it. We're pretty much at the top of the hour, Drake, I think. Well, another minute. Another question in. Where are we? Since, yeah, there's a bit of fun for you. Since Facebook is a major spying machine, do you think the reason we haven't won this war is because all our ideas through our questions is being used against us?
Yeah. Some people use just only that as a means of communication. I use about 5 or 6, some of which are totally secure, and that really, you want to see the blood vessels pop out and listen to the starch wrinkle? That really does it for them. They can't get in, they can't figure it out, and they can't copy it. I mean, it's actually, I rather enjoy it, to be honest with you. Facebook, yeah, it's a spying organization, but don't worry about it. Look at what's on there, and, you know, everybody that's on there right now has violated the terms of service. They can cut everybody off if they wanted to. This goes along with something everybody needs to be aware of. You have what's called an electronic control, just like your light in your room. Flip the switch and the light comes on. Turn it the other way and it goes out. They can do that with any electronics. They can do that with your phones, your TV, everything. So you have to understand that at any given moment, everything might just go quiet. Hopefully I'll have my shortwave system and my over-unity device in place before that happens. Next.
Right, we're at the top of the hour, Drake. So we'll have a couple of songs and we'll be back for the final hour shortly. Bye for now.
make a choice to sit it out or dance. I hope you dance. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to stepping out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Destiny is a rising sun. Six guns sound.
Hi all, and welcome back to the final hour. A bit of an extended music break there. Drake, are we okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good.
Ain't no cold or nothing like that. No little bug gonna kill me.
No.
The show must go on, man.
It sure do. Right. Do you want to say something, or do we carry on with the questions?
Let's go with the questions.
Right. Drake, in your opinion, what is exactly the hold-up on an announcement taking place?
Say that again. You're breaking up coming in.
I've heard that. I've been told I've been breaking up tonight as well. I think it's the blog talk, but everything else is fine. What is exactly is the hold-up on announcements taking place?
It depends on which announcements you're talking about.
Yeah.
When things start actuating, such as no-fly and a few other things that we're working on, then you'll start seeing hints. That's going to be first. They're hinting right now on mainstream media. You got to listen and be careful about how you listen. Listen with your eyes open, your ears to the ground, and you'll find some of the hints about what we're doing already. So take that to the next step, and the announcements should be coming pretty quick, I'm hoping. I got some things I got to do as of in the next few days. It's going to be, if it works, radical. Next.
Yep. As we go forth with the plan, it seems to me that one of the long-term goals in all of this should be to phase money out of human interaction as much as possible. Pure barter of goods and services is the best step in that direction. I've also heard of the concept of a time bank in which people trade time rather than money for goods and services. Have you heard of this? And if so, what do you think of the idea?
Well, it's going to be a while before we can phase money out. That's first.
Yep.
Whether anybody likes it or not, that's just the way it is. Now, the second part is barter and trade have been going on for quite some time outside of the system, and that's one of the reasons that the oligarchs are so reason that they got their shorts in a bunch. Only 50% are paying taxes. Well, the people that were supposedly unemployed and supposedly lost everything and supposedly hurt by the system so badly, how are they surviving? Now you think about that real quick. And you think about that long term, and what would you do if suddenly you're unemployed, suddenly you ain't got a house, suddenly you ain't got nothing? What do you do? Well, several people that I know of operate within what's called the cash economy, and this is basically untraceable income. You don't have to pay taxes on it, so you earn what you get to keep what you earn, you know, things of this nature. It's kind of like protection money. That's what the taxes are about. We make sure that China don't come over here and stamp a red star on your forehead for your taxes, and we got this military that costs 10 times what it needs to and all this because we're doing that. Well, things are going to change, but they're going to change for the better. Like I said, we're waiting on a couple of things to take place. I have to get in touch with a couple of people to see where exactly we're at this point. And this is not it's not something I can give detail on, but I'll know in a couple of days whether or not the revolution starts. Let's put it that way. Next.
Right. Okay. Drake, what does it mean to have a sir name?
A sir?
Yes, S-U-R.
Oh, a surname.
Yeah.
What does it mean? That's your family name. It also is the proper spelling for S-I-R, sir. And you have people call you that in business dealings, in military. Sir, it's a sign of respect. Surname is the respected name of your family, basically. Goes back into the Latin language structure, if you want to really learn about it, and you like all the gobbledygook in Latin, go for it. I learned just enough that I don't appreciate Latin. To me, it strikes me as a big pain in the ass. So you can take that for what it's worth.
Yeah. I didn't learn it in school either. Of course, most in the UK were told to learn it, but I just didn't see the point of learning a defunct language. So, right. And
now, Dirty Harry said something about that.
Yeah.
A man's got to know his limitations. When you run up against something that feels like it's going to stick to you and smell bad, stay away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, unless you are going to become a doctor, I don't really see what the point of having Latin, a doctor or a lawyer, I might add, which I had no intentions of becoming either. So,
well,
right.
if somebody wants to know about Latin and why it is the way it is and why it's still used, look up a word called nomenclature and fully define it. You're going to go back to about 3000 BC. And you'll find out a whole bunch of stuff about linguistics, including capitalization and all that.
Yes. Drake, any idea why Seven Dust was removed from the market?
Seven Dust?
Yeah, Seven.
Talking about the plant application?
Yeah, I think it's something to do with gardening.
Yeah, okay. They found out it worked, for one thing. Number two, it had some components in it that were not cool. The best thing I would suggest, if somebody wants to cause the same results without messing up the flowers or the ecology, look into organic applications. And you'll find that simple things, what they call oils in application, or solutions. Now, solutions would be water. Oils would be something, would be similar, but of a different type. And you take that stuff in a spray bottle and spray it on your plants, and you'd be amazed. 99% of the bugs drop over dead. Now, one of the things most commonly used is mint. It keeps a bunch of critters away. You just plant some mint plants around your garden, and the critters don't like the smell of it, and they stay away from it. Okay, that's one. Clove oil works in some cases, although I would suggest oregano or maybe bay leaf. And what you do is you stick it in a little jug of this stuff until such time as it dissolves into the water or the oil and starts turning it colors and whatnot or smells real bad like it, and you got your basis. And you just simply spray that on plants, and you'd be amazed. Plants don't mind. That's fine with me, you know. That guy kind of smells like an old friend of mine, you know, that sort of stuff. The gist of it is this. Most of the pests that we deal with, you got the chemical nation, just like you got with Pharmaca, trying to get you to buy something. And that's basically what pesticides are and herbicides and all that is about. Next.
Right. You ready for this? Right. Drake, where is our creator in all of this? Is the creator not like a parent? I thought you might find that funny.
Okay, where is our creator in all this? Okay, he has endowed us with the capability to understand what we can do with things as they are in order to make them the way they should be. That's first. Number two, no, this is not a nanny state. Once you become aware, that is the growth process to adulthood. But you have to be aware on a spiritual basis in order to understand what I just said. Now, here's the crux. Each individual has the right, and it's a sovereign right, of decision. When you make a decision, you stick with it. Now, if you do not like anything, I don't care what it is that's going on in your life, envision it as being changed from what it is now. Get a good, clear picture of what it is now, and make that thing slowly fade away into the one that you want. Do that several times a day. You will suddenly find that all of a sudden the driver's license that the judge decided to keep for posterity turns up in the mail. You all of a sudden find that lawsuits disappear. What do you mean the court date is canceled? Well, we didn't think he was that guilty anyway. Impossible stuff. Okay, what it is, what this is basic reality training. And I'm going to suggest first read my first book and then go to the second book. It's base, all of the basis of most everything are in those two books. Now, I'm going to come out with a third one here in about another few weeks that's going to bring you to full realization of your spiritual capability. But I'm not going to put you any place, push you down the aisle or anything. It's going to be purely up to you. You decide you're going to do it, and you do it. Basically, that simple. You make a decision whether or not you want to do something. It's like kids when they're trying to get over on you. Let's see. How bad is it going to hurt if I do this and they're going to hit me anyway? Same thing. How bad is it going to hurt and if I do this anyway? And I wonder if I can get a bunch of people to go along with me. If I can, well, maybe they won't say nothing at all. And you see where that can go. Next.
Is the G2 cloud that is nearing the center of our galaxy brought to the world's attention by Paul Lavalette an issue? Will it affect Earth? And if so, how?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to tell you how, but you'll experience some things, yes. And yes, it will make changes. You have to understand that we are in from a religious standpoint, an age of grace. Now, an age can be anything from a few seconds to a few days to a few years. It depends. It varies. But between the this is going to screw with people. Epiphany, the resurrection spiritually of mankind. In between that, you got an age of grace between what we're at here, being a bunch of numbnuts, and then finding out what's going on and exercising it. The differential is this state of grace or period of grace or age of grace. There are a lot of ways you can put handles on it. Grace is smooth maneuver through difficult passage, literally, exactly. Nothing less, nothing more. You will track. Now, anybody has ever seen somebody put tracks in the snow knows about putting tracks in the snow. You will track as a hind. Now, a hind would be like a deer. When it really lifts its front foot up and takes a step, its back foot goes exactly where its front foot just was. This is something that a lot of people don't get. This is how a mountain goat can run up a sheer rock face and laugh at you. Try that one, Mr. Human. You think you're Mr. Fly on the Wall? You know, show me. The ideology being that the grace period is the culmination of the change of administration that took place, according to the Bible, in Acts 2, verse 4, where the, quote, Holy Spirit was administered. That ain't exactly the way it works, but similarly, you become spiritually aware. Now, that took place quite a long time ago. So the administration came up to man's day of judgment. You would not be judged. You would judge yourself what's right and what's wrong. This goes to your basis of being able to hear your conscience and apply your morality correctly. Now, in the age of grace or the period of grace, then these things shall come forth. When these things come forth, then at the end of that period of grace, those who have got their stuff together will go become a part of something greater. Those who do not will not be denied the prospect of becoming part of something greater, but will be started over. And that means you got another 25,920 years to figure it out. And that's basically your answer. Next.
Drake, can you please remind people that with the military out of cabal hands, they've resorted to trying to get the local police to do their dirty work, and establishing common law grand juries are our means of providing for our own self-defense?
This is all well and true. This is why it's a good idea for each and every individual to talk to their local law enforcement and reach the understanding that you're about freedom and constitutionality. Number two, too many of the local law enforcement have awakened to the fact that there's a problem, and they don't want to. They don't feel like they should be the sacrificial lamb in all this, so they're not willing. They're not real willing to go along with the plan. Next.
Drake, have you had any connections or awareness of Field McConnell and David Hawkins and their work on MH370?
Yes, I'm aware of it. What do you want to, what the next
That's
thing
all.
Would be?
The connection was, is there a connection with the guy named Abel Danger? Question's a bit convoluted.
Yeah, well, that is a nomenclature. Abel Danger.
Yeah.
Is not a real name. It's like 007 as an example. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Should those of us who decide to be a large part of the transition start alerting our local news stations and alternate news so we can assist with removing the cabal quicker?
Well, okay. You got to understand that the transition and what we got to do to arrive at the place where we're supposed to be able to culminate it are two different things. Each of us has the responsibility to stand up as a sovereign individual. In order to do so, you have to understand your standing. You also have to understand that they will ignore any attempt to do so. Therefore, the presentation from my personal experience is to be made on a one-to-one basis. If you like this stuff, I can give you more information, or we can talk about it some more, or we can talk about something else, don't matter to me. Allow it to be casual. Don't worry about absolutes. And in the process, you'll make a friend. And that friend's going to be curious how much you know. If you don't have answers, then we can bring them on the show and they can ask questions. I don't mind answering most questions. Some of it I've been told not to fool with. The ideology here is that as the person finds that you're making sense, and I'm talking about common sense in a realistic format, not the arbitrary fictions that are presented, and they start seeing through that veil of stupidity, of unknowing, where they start being able to, I understand now that person's doing that because of that, and you go, yeah, you got it, bingo. Then that person's going to say, well, I'll be damned. And you may not hear from that person again, but they're going to be out there at the ladies' club or the bar talking about this stuff, believe me. When it gets to a point where, and you make a statement, you'll be sitting in the bar and make a statement, that guy's full of shit. What do you mean? When I ask, give me an honest answer. It's like Republican and Democrat don't exist. It's like the animosity between races doesn't exist. The animosity between belief systems doesn't exist. This is all BS perpetrated for a desired result. That result is chaos. That result is bloodshed. That result is to have the police have a job. Just that simple. It's not complicated. And, we got to have rules and regulations so we can control your butt. And there you go. Next.
Where are things at as regards having law enforcement officers globally with jurisdiction and with teeth to serve the cabal with warrants? And are you aware?
I'm waiting on my badge now.
Right.
And I'm working not just one but three different venues in terms of acquiring same. Number three, there may be a we may not have to wait for all that. I'm gonna see if I can't start it tomorrow. Next.
Are you aware of and can you comment on the ITCCS and International Common Law Juries training of common law sheriffs and enforcement officers? This is the Kevin Annett situation.
Yeah. That's all well and good, but if the issuing court is not registered with a sovereign state someplace, then it is not considered valid. This is something everybody has to understand, okay? And the ones I'm dealing with are registered. Now, being registered means that you have an agreed treaty with that sovereign nation or state that stipulates that you have the right to enforce laws planet-wide. This is also agreed to through other courts. So what you, in effect, are doing is you're combining the legal systems of several different types, different places, into a singular entity for a specific purpose. This is what you do on a legal basis when you're trying to define something or make a certain thing happen. And basically, if that is the case, if Kevin is, if his court is registered and the treaty has been made that he is a sovereign, true, validated court, then, yes, you can create law enforcement personnel. You don't create them as such. You create the office. And, yes, they do and will or and can have say anywhere. Now, the problem is you do something like that here, and they're going to ask you what kind of crackerjack box you got that badge from, no matter what you present. All the paperwork in the world, if they decide they don't care and they don't want to have any, it don't matter. You begin to get my drift. This means that we have a problem with enforcement because the whole of the system is broken due to the people involved in it. Those people have to be removed. This is why I'm trying to express the fact that it's time to take the bull by the horns and do it. Next.
What, if anything, is being done or can be done to break the stranglehold on the media? Is there any legality they could be waiting on?
Well, then you're getting back into the justice system part when you use legalities. Were you to use the FCC correctly, according to its original charter, yes. Now, you try to take control of the FCC and see how far you get. It's like the EPA or anything else. You tell the EPA, cut the crap, and they're going to laugh at you and put restrictions on your muffler on your car just because they can. We don't like that color of your clothes. You're going to have to change that. You know, whatever they can think of that's arbitrarily obtuse and ridiculous and yet supposedly carries the force of law. Bingo. The system's broke. The only way to fix it, from what I see, to the depth that it's been penetrated, is to replace those people in it so that it can be rectified. That's my situation presently. Next.
Are not mini nukes sophisticated weaponry, such as weather modification, bioweapons, heavy weapons, economic hitmen and assassins scattered around the globe? If so, are not countries supporting the no-fly zone afraid that they will be targeted with these weapons of mass destruction? How would they neutralize or counter them?
Well, I don't think that the no-fly zone is quite obtuse enough to cause that kind of reaction, personally. It's going to be an extraordinary inconvenience. At first, people are going to go, no, you can't do that. And then when they enforce it, then they're going to find out, as a certain oligarch found out recently, that no, you ain't coming, you ain't polluting our airspace with your presence. If you decide that you are going to, we will force land you and put your butt in jail. That's just how simple it is. Now, what you have to understand is when people understand the weakness of the cabal in terms of what their limitations are, then you'll understand that we passed the point of no return in terms of them being able to do a lot of the things they used to be able to do quite some time ago. They lost it. They no longer are able to reach out and touch somebody like they used to be able to. Consequently, yes, there are people like what you're talking about all over the place. However, do they want to sacrifice themselves for something where they won't get any reward? 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to find somebody that's going to work for free. 9 times out of 10, nobody's going to sacrifice themselves if their family is not taken care of. Then you have a few lone wolves out there who will do whatever they feel like they want to do just so that they can get their name on the wall. Well, my situation is this. We need to put their brains on the wall. That way you don't have to worry about them. And they are well known to quite a few people. So if they're not willing to work with us, then they'll be eliminated. Just that simple. Next.
Drake, you mentioned a while back the Terminator robots the Cabal were attempting to put together. You had mentioned there was a small window of opportunity to stop them. What is the status on that?
What is the status on that?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have to do it. Basically, didn't have to do anything. And the reason was that they failed. There's a problem. There's a problem between the knowledge given to a form of AI where it considers what the enemy is and groups everybody into the same enemy class, meaning that it indiscriminately just kills everybody. It doesn't just terminate as prescribed a certain individual. It'll terminate the whole lab and anybody else it can get its skinners on. So what do you do with that? Well, they had a couple of problems of that nature, and they were able to eliminate it. Well, where does that leave us? You don't have to worry about it at this point. Next.
This is something that came up a couple of weeks ago. Drake, I would really like to know if a hologram, this goes back to the Thunder stuff, can be put in food, and would it provide health benefits?
Yeah, you can do that. They have things called structured water that go along with cosmic patterns and things of that nature, and that's basically what those holograms are. Now, the thing is that the foods are funny. GMOs are a form of anti-holographic or a holographic application, but more of a shot in the dark. In short, when you make something impervious, and I'll give you an example, if a person, flesh and blood human being, was made bulletproof, you wouldn't have much of a sense of feeling. So you're going to sacrifice something. There's trade-offs. And one of the trade-offs is that the food can be arranged correctly in its individual presentation in conjunction with other foods in order to be complementary. You're talking a very heavy study in Eastern belief systems, and if you want to go there, go ahead, but it's intense. I'll warn you before you start, but there you go.
Drake, what is your opinion on Michael Elysian and his channeling efforts?
Well, I'll say what I said about channeling before. It ain't cool to give yourself over to anything, period. The reason being is that in the process of giving yourself over, something else can step in there and say, ha-ha, I got you now, dude. You know, watch this. In Hillbilly Heaven up here, they got a saying, hold my beer and watch this. Well, you can have all the channeling you want, and it's, that's all well and good. The only problem with it is, number one, the accuracy. Number two, the manner in which it's done. Number three, you might go and not come back. So those are some things to think about. Next.
Drake, have you seen the interviews with Dr. Neruda, and are they accurate?
That name don't ring a bell right off the top.
Right, okay.
I'd have to look at it. What does it deal with is that would be my first question.
He gave five interviews in 1997 or 98, and he said the fifth interview wouldn't be released until a certain thing was about to come to fruition, which is transition, and the ET landings was some of it.
In general, some of his information is correct, majority of it, I would say. But you got to understand, there's a lot of problem in terms of lack of detail.
Yeah.
In other words, what you're doing is you're looking into things in a projectionist fashion or manner. And when you predict future events, and I can do that, but I'm not going to, but I'll explain it to you real simply. You're dealing with probabilities, timelines, and a few other things, realities, adjustments of them, and the variables that go into them. So the further out you go, the more generalized it gets. And it don't matter. It doesn't matter if time travel was used and you went and personally experienced the event. If somebody sneezes at the wrong point or farts at the wrong point, it can screw the whole thing up. It's just that simple. So
it comes down to the change of time.
You cannot go into the futuristic projection of this is an absolute. This is why almost all of these things lack detail. If they're given detail, you can take the detail and negate it. Okay?
Right. This person saw the Michael Jackson performance on TV and can't believe it was type holographic tech. So is there anything you can disclose about what was used for that performance? I think there was something on the TV about the Michael Jackson performance that was holographic or something.
Yep. Now you understand the holographic technology available now. Okay,
yes.
And that's just the beginning of how far it can go. In other words, if you do a couple of extraordinary things to a holograph, it becomes real. So, and I'm talking about tangible, you can, you know, shake hands with it or whatever kind of thing. So it depends on how far they have gotten under the covers with all this. In other words, those things that you see out in the open are generally old school. TV's been around a lot longer than it was made available to the public, as an example. Same thing with radio, same thing with broadcast technology. So you have to bear that.
Computers as well.
Yeah.
Remember going to Awake and Aware conference, and a guy was talking about stuff that was going on in the 70s in the jungles to do with the ETs. And basically what he was describing was one of the officers he was with was a laptop. That was in the early 70s. You know, so the military are kind of ahead, way ahead of us at certain points. Drake, do you know anything about the Russian coat of arms? What is its origin?
Russian coat of arms.
Yeah.
My goodness. Go to the study the Cossacks. Then look at Turkey, and you'll find out what the cult of arms is between those two. Okay?
Here's another radical question. What happens to those who disappear in the Bermuda Triangle? Do they perish or continue to live in a parallel universe or other dimension?
Well, I'll tell you that it's not a parallelism. It's more like a doorway or gateway. They're still there. Interesting part is that it's not exactly a time travel, but more of a placement travel, which is kind of hard to describe. It's kind of like a naturally occurring doorway to a wormhole that accidentally opens. There are a variety of earthen signs around the Bermuda Triangle that tells you don't fly at a certain angle, at a certain altitude and all that. And everybody sort of ignores that and thinks that's ridiculous until they, you know, started having things disappear. Now, some of them I thought was interesting. And this is something that's it's hard to get a hold of, but you can get it. The radio transmission from a certain set of fighter jets, fighter planes, that supposedly disappeared. They got a radio transmission a couple of days after they disappeared. And the guy said, I don't know why the tower isn't talking to me, but I'm coming in for a landing. Now, the funny part is that they landed in the ocean. They were recently discovered. So those will give you some idea as to changes in reality that might seem to be something that it's not, et cetera. Now, several people have gone out and flown through the Bermuda Triangle area and found that you have a certain level of static, as it's called, which is registered on DC, and the normal amount is something around, say, 50-80 volts. Well, when it got to around 900 and some of the instruments started acting up, they got out of there. They didn't want to take that trip wherever it goes. Consequently, you have to understand, electrostatics deals with a combination of things, one of them being plasmic, another being creational, another one being pure energimata. And so you combine all those, and if you don't have a dial that stipulates when and where, you might have a problem as to your landing. Next.
Right, that's just about it, right? You did well to get through those 3 hours. I know you're struggling with your health there a bit. So I'd like to thank you on behalf of the members for enduring it. But like you said, I'll leave you to say your final piece.
Well, that's real simple. Get her done.
Right, we'll be back next Thursday. I noticed some of you will notice that Tanath may be back. I don't know when we're going to arrange that evening. It may be a Thursday, it may not be. We'll have to see when Tanath's available and when everyone else is available. So that's something to look forward to. And on that note, bye for this week. My name's Thomas Williams, and we'll see you all next week. Bye for now.
I've been walking in the footsteps of society's lies.